Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage, the show for buyers, sellers, owners, and investors. We're here to give sage real estate advice and take your calls regarding buying, selling, and owning your home. Brought to you by Alpha Mortgage.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale. I'm Tom Gale, and I'm your host today. And our guest today is Shane Johnson, who's with the Regional Association of Realtors here in Wilmington, and he's the Governmental Affairs Coordinator. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Tom.
And he'll be talking about what's on the radar for realtors from a governmental perspective here in 2014. And as always, this is an interactive show, so if you have any questions for us, you can call us here in the studio at 332-6390. And if you need the immediate assistance of a realtor, you can call our Team Gale duty agent at 910-541-1212 or visit teamgale.net. If you can hear us, we can help you. So, all right, Shane, before we get into the mix on everything, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what your role is at the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors.
Well, I'm pretty much in charge of everything over there, Tom.
Okay, you're the boss. All right, I like it.
I hope my real boss isn't listening. I work with the government and community affairs activities with the Regional Realtor Association. Our jurisdiction is really Pender and New Hanover counties. But we really try to partner a lot with Brunswick activities also. That's really more of the region down here. The Realtor Association traditionally has been involved with government affairs on a national level pretty extensively. Statewide, we've also been involved with activities with the legislature for quite a number of years. But about 2-3 years ago in 2010, the association decided to pivot and really focused by changing from being a service-oriented association on a local level to really becoming much more of a government affairs and an outreach organization. And that's been entitled more or less the My Realtor Party Initiative. And it's ironic because about a year after that was unveiled, Newsweek magazine highlighted My Realtor Party and said that it is a model approach to how government affairs should take place. Hmm. Now, local associations really haven't been geared up for that. We've focused mostly on services, providing lockboxes and running the MLS, those sorts of services. And this really has presented a challenge for us. It's exciting, but we know the marketplace has changed, and we know that the way that business takes place has changed. And we've also learned many times the hard way that the decisions commissioners make, the decisions city councilmen make, city councilwomen, legislators, really affects the industry of business or the industry of home owning and home buying. So that's something that we know affects us, and that's why the National Association pivoted. And I'm helping Jerry, our local CEO, and our board of directors as we walk our way through that and build out our program. And it's exciting. The good thing about the local association is that we've had a government affairs director for about 10 years, 8 to 10 years. So we already have a well-established program. Now all we need to do is just enhance it a little bit with what the National Association is encouraging us to do and add to that a community component, which we're starting to work on. And so it's a lot of fun for me.
Okay. And actually, just to try and back up real quick to the general public, I think that people think that, you know, a realtor and a real estate agent and all those things are kind of interchangeable and they don't understand the nuts and bolts of it. So I'll mention that I am a member of the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors, and by being a member of that, you can be a real estate agent without being a realtor. But by being a realtor, I'm a member of the local association, which also makes me a member of the state association and the National Association of Realtors. But that does not necessarily make me a member in Brunswick. You have to pay a separate set of dues to be a member in Brunswick and all these different associations. So there are all these local entities that represent the realtors in that community. And you can join more than one, but a lot of people are only members of the one. So you represent, as you mentioned, the Wilmington area there. So the things that you're kind of talking about is lobbying. Would that be the official a term on behalf of the realtors, or what would you kind of classify it as?
I guess it's an activity, one of those things we prefer to call it advocacy, because I'm really not a registered lobbyist. Registered lobbyist is usually someone that's paid and specifically works directly with legislators or with politicians at all times. And we don't do that. A big part of what we do is connectivity, education with our members, touching base with different various leaders throughout the community, not necessarily always governmental. A lot of our nonprofits we work with in tandem with the chamber and with the home builders and those folks. So it's much broader than that.
Okay. Well, and the thing that I really am very proud about is certainly a part of my dues as a realtor, you know, go towards these things that we are fighting for on behalf of homeowners and home ownership. And I think that there are a lot of lobbyists out there that are lobbying for big industry and things like that and big corporations. And it's very nice to be affiliated with a group that is fighting for the little guy. We're fighting for homeowners and a lot of the things that individuals are trying to, you know, protect as far as their tax credit that they get on their taxes every year, helping to, you know, keep insurance rates reasonable things that aren't, you know, too burdensome on the governmental aspect as it affects home ownership. And I like the fact that, like I say, we're helping to fight for the little guy on a lot of those things and help our legislators to be educated on the impacts that it's having on homeowners.
We are, the Realtor Association really is the largest nonprofit business organization in the arena. We have in the area, we actually have 1,800 plus members, and all of our members are small businesses in themselves. Most of them are entrepreneurs. Most of our members are individuals that are running a business on their own, and we have to watch out for those folks.
Sure. And so what I know that Shane is new to our association here in this year, so I'm not sure how much historical perspective you have, but can you give an example of a few of the accomplishments that the Realtors have had over the last a few years?
We've worked hard to try to maintain a good balance here in Wilmington as far as development goes. I am new. I just moved here, I guess, in January. My wife and I moved down to Wilmington, and we moved here because of location, not because of vocation. So it's exciting to have things kind of fall together. My wife's a nurse out at the Davis Communities, and she loves working with the elderly, so that kind of gives a backdrop to us. But the association, well, I'll just give a recent one. I know last night the House passed a $21.1 billion budget, which is scary to say that B word, the billion dollar budget, but we did. The House version is a little bit more to our liking from a realtor perspective, at least us locally here in Wilmington, than the Senate version, because it does have the historic tax credits in it, and it also preserves, at least in part, the film incentive. There's a grant program that's been scaled back pretty dramatically from the $60 million we had last year. This year it looks like it's going to be more along the lines of $15 million and about 22.5% as a grant program. It's limited, but there are a lot of financial issues that are impinging on decisions being made both in Raleigh and in D.C. So I would say that's a success for us because we've been lobbying very hard for both of those things. Mm-hmm. So that's an immediate one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was just going to say, historically, just a couple of quick things, too. I know that one of the things that's really been, our fight is the coastal insurance rates have been, drastically increasing. For anybody that's been here for, 10 years, you've seen your insurance go up 30-some percent a few times. And so that's the type of thing that we're trying to fight against in particular because the statistics show that our actual costs to the insuring companies has not gone up in relation to what our percentage of premiums has been. So we're fighting as an association to help homeowners to keep it affordable here on the coast. Other things as well. I know that there was a lobbying a few years ago as far as people were trying to get fire sprinklers in everybody's homes and things like that. And I know that the home builders and the realtors were fighting against that, not because we didn't want the safety of that, but, first of all, you need to have those inspected regularly to make sure that they're actually going to work when there is an emergency. But then the other problem is the cost of those to install and just increasing everybody's cost. So those are the types of things that, as you mentioned, we partner with the Builders Association and other groups to help protect and make sure that all our solutions are common sense solutions. Like I said, say, a legislator, I'm sure thinks it's a great idea to make a home more fire safe, as that example. You know, you just got to weigh, if it's not going to operate when people need it to, then that's wasted money. But you touched on a couple of different things. I figured we would approach them here on the local level, the state level, and the national level. So what are the things that are working here on the local level that the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors is kind of keeping an eye on and trying to help, steer this year?
Well, there are a number of bond issues that are currently being considered or proposed in the area. The New Hanover County commissioners at their last meeting approved to put on the ballot a $160 million school bond. The board of directors locally, the Wilmington Regional Realtor Association, is supporting that ballot. We've looked at it pretty extensively, and it's very clear that we've got an overcrowding situation for our children in the area, and we've got about 3,500 kids that are in that are already overpopulating the buildings that we have. So we have 84 temporary trailers that we're using. That creates an issue not only for safety in those temporary structures, but also in some of the older buildings that need to be replaced. It's not our favorite approach to trying to solve this issue, but we're here, we're now, we need to fix it. We need to take care of it. We need to make sure that our kids are safe. So we have endorsed the school bond. In the future, I'm hoping that we're able to maybe be more proactive with how we approach this. But for now, I think this is an intelligent and a good way to approach this particular issue. It does allow us to stay within the debt limitations that we've set for ourselves. And it does bring us right up to that debt limit, which is not necessarily the best. But it does keep us within those limitations. So that's one issue that we're really monitoring closely, and we'll be very active in promoting that throughout the season.
Well, and actually, just as before you go into your next point, I just want to point out that, you know, obviously that has no direct relation on the realtor industry, except that we know that a lot of people, you know, when they're choosing where to relocate, you know, schools are important to them, and if the quality of our schools are suffering, then we recognize that affects our industry as well. But we are concerned about the quality of life here in the region, and that's the reason why we're going ahead and helping to have a say in this fight.
You're exactly right, Tom. It's quality of life, and those things are of high importance to realtors because they dramatically impact the landscape for home builders and for how well this place works to live. Mm-hmm. And we want people to be able to work and live here in together in tandem in a good way. We've got a couple other bond issues that are coming up. Pender County, I was at their commissioner's meeting a night before last, and they are looking at a $67 million school bond for Pender County. They're dealing with the same type of issues as we are. Their growth is about half, but it's still pretty dramatic. They've got a lot of overcrowding taking place up there. So Pender County folks will be looking at that. We'll be evaluating whether or not to support that. And I don't know where they are debt-wise, so that will impinge on how we approach support of that bond issue. Wilmington is also looking at a $55 million bond issue, primarily for roads, but also for some bike paths. I bumped into Tom Roper, who's on the Board of Education in Pender County, and he also said that they're considering a $30 million prison bond. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm not sure where that's at. I haven't had a chance to look it up, but lots of bonds being floated out there, and obviously the financial stability of our local governments is important to us, and so are schools. So we've got to look at both those factors.
Sure. So those are the things that, like, from a bond issue. Anything else that's on the radar for us as far as any of the counties, as far as things that they're kind of looking at doing direction wise that we're trying to have a say in? Or
We've had some discussions, and we're in dialogue with the new CRC chair, Frank Gorham, and so we've been talking with him a little bit. There are a number of CAMA rules that are up for review, and they're just getting into a new process of looking at and updating the CRISE report. So we're trying to get some input into that because obviously that dramatically impacts us on the coast. The special use permit, which they proposed some reviews or revisions to in New Hanover County, we've been actively involved with that. They brought it up for a vote on June 2nd, and it was a 2-2, so it was a tie, and unfortunately didn't pass. I think the difficulty with that is that the perception, it seems, and again, I'm new, Tom, so I don't. All I can do is watch in many cases, but it appears that a lot of the folks that were against it really felt like the actions being taken to revise the ordinance were an attempt to weaken it. And I don't know anybody, at least from the chamber or from the realtor side or anyone else, that really that wants to get rid of it. We don't. It's a speed bump, and it's a way to slow things down so that we can evaluate what businesses are coming into the area, and I think that that's a good thing. All we were trying to do with the revisions were we were trying to say, okay, this is where it starts, this is where it finishes, and this is what color it is. Mm-hmm. Just kind of trying to define it because right. It's very murky. If you read the ordinance, it's voluminous. It's got lots of provisions. And for a new business coming into town and they open that document up and say, okay, where do we begin? It doesn't give them a sense of understanding.
Right.
Of
what, there's no roadmap.
Yeah. Right. So that's what we were trying to do. Whether we reapproach that this year or wait till next year when they revise it after the charting the course strategic plan is over, I don't know. But we do hope that we can bring some more clarity to that because it's important for us to keep our economy rolling.
Well, and that's another point, too, is I happen to be a residential realtor, but we also you work for the commercial realtors as well that are part of the association here locally that we have. So that's a fight, you know, more directly that affects our commercial realtors and the businesses that they're trying to, you know, attract. But then it also indirectly affects their residential folks because if no jobs are coming, then no people are coming.
Right.
So
well, and I think it's a balance, Tom. You know, it's ironic because we were just talking about all the ballots taking place for school bonds. And school bonds, you have to pass ballots for and many times raise taxes for because you don't have enough of a base of tax or because you don't have enough high quality employment in an area. And the more business and industry we can attract, the higher tax base we have, the less we have to do of bonding and the less we have to do of taxing our citizens.
Sure,
so it's a balance.
The more people that are paying in, the less everybody has to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're listening to Your Home with Team Gale. Our guest today is Shane Johnson from the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors. If you have any questions today, give us a call here in the studio at 332-6390. So, all right. So those are kind of, I think, our top line things that we're looking at on the local level. What about at the state level? And actually, I think that it's good to clarify, too. Are you somebody that directly goes to Raleigh typically, or how does that work for state level things that we're trying to have an influence on?
We work very closely with, we've got a state office, the North Carolina Association of Realtors, and so we work closely with our folks there and with a couple of other statewide organizations, but primarily with our state office.
Okay. And so so typically they would be the ones that would be talking to the folks that are up in Raleigh, or would we be talking to our local delegation or both? Or
They obviously coordinate and talk with all the legislators, and then they have strong dialogues with and liaisons with all of the legislators that are from our areas. But we also connect with and talk with those folks also, so it's a tandem effort.
Okay. And in 2014, is there anything in particular that's front and center for realtors?
Well, the budget which just passed is of critical importance, and there's a couple of issues that we all know about, the film incentive. We were hoping that was going to be preserved. Susie Hamilton did a great job of introducing a bill in the House, but just has not seemed to get enough traction from it. And it's difficult. Bottom line is it's difficult. Everyone is having to cut back a little bit because of the strong pull for money from the government. And the amount of money that's available there seems to be drying up. So I guess, you know, bottom line is we want some type of an incentive. I would have liked to have seen the extension of the current film incentive, the 25% refundable tax credit.
Well, and the frustrating thing, I normally try not to get too political on our show. I think it's important that we inform everybody, but on this particular issue, I'm very passionate about. It's money that companies did not get back until they had already spent it here, and it had far-reaching effects, and I think it's unfortunate that, there have been some favorable reports that have come out and then some other ones that have challenged those, but I can tell you just this week, as a matter of fact, as a result of what was happening in the news, I had somebody that I've been sending information to about homes. They were planning on moving here here from out of state. They said, you know what, you can stop sending me stuff. It looks like it's not going to go the way that we needed to go. I was going to come here to be near my family who's in the industry, and now they're also going to move out. They're going to move to Georgia, and so I'm not getting that one person that's coming here, and now the other person is leaving. So it's unfortunate. It directly affects our industry, as well as so many other far-reaching industries, whatever. I mean, obviously, if I get additional sales, then I'm spending that money here as well. And that's the unfortunate thing, is that it's kind of intangible. But I felt like even if the tax credit itself was a break-even on the money that was spent here for the film, there are so many extra benefits that came as a result of that I really hope that we can still figure out a way to support that, because I think it's tremendously important to our region in particular, but our entire state.
Yeah, the industry as it exists now has an astounding impact here locally. And it's really what Wilmington is known for. You know, there are other communities that have certain shades to them, but that's certainly one of the things that Wilmington is known for. And it has an overall impact of about 4,100 jobs, which you think of 4,100 people here locally spending their money buying houses. That's a big impact for this area. And at the same time, I think the difficulty that we have in Raleigh is that you have to look at other industries also, and that's what's happening here. That's why we're getting pinched a little bit. You've got the teachers, that we've got teachers leaving the North Carolina area in the droves.
And sadly, I've been helping them, too, to list their house because they're moving out. And I've seen it directly, and it's very unfortunate.
You know, I wish it was just us, but it's not. So that's what the larger picture brings into focus.
So, well, it's certainly something that, like I say, we recognize the impacts of those things, and I'm very proud to be a realtor that is, a part of helping to educate our legislators on the far-reaching impacts of their decisions. So anything else on the state level, or that's kind of the main ones, I think, probably right off the top of my head?
Yeah, I think those are the primary issues. Okay. There are a couple, two or three others that we're watching, but those are the
big ones, issues. Yep. One other thing on the national level that we've just recently fought was flood insurance rates were getting ready to drastically increase for a lot of folks at the federal level. And I know that the realtors were the ones really leading the charge on helping to, at least stay those changes until we can make a more, pragmatic solution. I understand that the flood National Flood Insurance Program was losing money, but trying to immediately triple and quadruple quintuple people's rates wasn't necessarily the feasible way to do that. People were going to be priced right out of their house. So
exactly, Tom. It was an example of a government program in place, and then folks saying, "Well, look, we just need to get rid of this because we don't have the money for it anymore." So the folks that have been involved with it, well, too bad. Well, and you can't do that to people.
Yeah.
And we fought hard against it. And that is actually a classic example of national, state, and local working in tandem to get a positive end result. A version passed in the Senate in February, which was decent. It kind of slowed things down for a four-year period. But then we pushed really hard and got a House version passed that really was much more favorable, and we're excited about that.
All right. Well, thanks again to Shane Johnson from the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors for joining us. You've been listening to Your Home with Team Gale. If we can ever help you, visit our website, teamgale.net. Thanks a lot. Have a great week, everybody.